Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
MPC, who would have given us some clarity on our stance in terms of interest rates for the first meeting of the year. To help us understand what we should expect, what factors will be considered, and most importantly, the impact on the property space, we're going to have a twofold conversation. Firstly, we'll start with Johan Els, Chief Economist at Old Mutual Group, who'll give us some perspective on the interest rate expectations, and we'll take a look at the possible outcomes and the impact it will have on the property space with Herschel Jarvitz, the CEO of Jarvitz Properties. A very good evening to you both, and thank you so much for making time. Johan, I'll come to you first to get some perspective on this one. First things first, it's a first meeting for the MPC. What are your expectations?
Good evening. Yeah, absolutely. Given the low inflation environment in South Africa, with almost no evidence of inflation pressures, I think the Reserve Bank has almost got no choice but to cut rates. Mm-hmm. And that's in contrast to what they will be concerned about, and that's Trump's policies that potentially could halt Fed rate cuts. So today in the US, I don't think the Fed will cut rates, they will pause. Yes. But despite that, and despite the somewhat weaker rand that we've seen recently, on the back, of course, of that expectations of US policies impact on the Fed, I think that, as I said, the inflation environment in South Africa is such that the Reserve Bank will cut tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They will be cautious in terms of their commentary. I think they will even be slightly hawkish in their statement and in the press conference, warning about these risks. But they will cut 25 basis points.
Got you. Maybe let's talk about those risks a little bit more, because they've really been on everyone's lips. Donald Trump is quite literally the Trump card. The policies that he's signed into place, the threats that he's also made in terms of tariffs and the impact it could have on other countries, and even being aware of, a very stifled relationship that he has as well with the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell specifically, has raised a lot of concerns about the influence he could have on global inflation. What's your assessment of a Trump presidency and the economic consequences thereof?
I think the first point that we need to make is that all these threats and potential policies, etc., of course, impact the markets. We've seen the significant strength in the US dollar since Trump was elected on the back of those fears that his policies will drive up inflation in the US and thus will drive up interest rates, etc. But, you know, if we look through the noise, a lot of it are simply threats. He hasn't, in his first week, with lots of other noise around what he's done, he hasn't actually enacted new tariffs on anybody. There were lots of threats. Closest one was Colombia. Other close ones are Canada and Mexico over this coming weekend. But I think he's using it as negotiation tactics. Of course, if it happens, it will drive up prices in the USA. I don't think Trump nor his voters understand that, but it will, and the Fed will be concerned about that. And then, of course, as you said, Trump thinks he knows interest rates better than the Fed or better than Jerome Powell. So markets are concerned about all of these things, but I don't think Trump can actually influence the independence of the Fed. So again, those Fed governors are appointed for long time periods. It takes a long time to replace them all. And these are all concerns for markets, and that's why markets are volatile and reacting to that. But I don't think Trump can actually impact the Fed's independence. So should he come with higher tariffs, the Fed will gradually halt their interest rate cuts and move sideways, and then eventually, depending on the data, start hiking rates. And that's not good for us. That absolutely is not good for us. But it's a situation of wait and see the actual policies.
Got you. Keeping with the expectations for the rate cut tomorrow, as you've mentioned, 25 basis points on the back of inflation. I'm keen just for us to interrogate that data a lot more, right in between the 3-6 target band, and maybe evaluating not only the influence on consumers' pockets, but also what it might mean for our fixed income space, Johan.
If we look at inflation, it's amazing how inflation has surprised to the downside in recent months in South Africa. Apart from the headline and apart from core inflation, consumer goods inflation, that's the weighted average of clothing, furniture, appliances, footwear, and vehicles, that's just 1.7%. The underlying pace over the last 3 or 6 months are below the bottom end of the target range as well. Food inflation is 1.7%. There's absolutely no inflationary pressures. And then we saw the introduction yesterday of the new weights in the CPI basket.
Yes.
And when I ran those numbers through my forecast model, actually there's some downside surprise coming. So where we expect inflation to be 4% on average this year, there's slightly downward pressure from those weight changes in inflation. So even if we look at the forecast, yeah, we expect inflation to drift up a little bit, but nothing dramatically. So, yeah, the Reserve Bank will warn about the risks, but there are actually very little risks, despite the petrol price increase we're going to see at the start of next month.
Got you. This is encouraging for us as consumers and those who might have access to credit, specifically credit where we try to leverage to purchase assets that are critical for our wealth creation strategies. And on that note, I want to invite Herschel Jarvitz, the CEO of Jarvitz Property, into the conversation to give us some perspective on the property space here. Herschel, as you've heard from Johan, some good news that we can anticipate for tomorrow, though we'll still have to wait till 3 o'clock to get the final announcement. But maybe just put into perspective what this likely means, especially for the buyer's market in the property space. Herschel?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on the show. So I think absolutely, we're waiting to see what happens tomorrow, but I think the residential property market is really driven by two fundamental factors. One is financial, and that's largely driven by the interest rate environment, which drives affordability for buyers. And the second part of it is around sentiment and confidence. So just quickly to touch on that, if you look to where we were this time last year to where we are now, mm-hmm. in terms of politically, Eskom, the lights are on, it's always hard to be an optimist in the dark. Petrol prices have come down, putting a little bit more money in people's pockets. And then you layer that with a falling interest rate environment, and suddenly the momentum has shifted. And what we're seeing at the moment is that the market has, buyers have responded to this shift in confidence and sentiment together with better affordability. And we are seeing more activity and more demand coming into the market, and especially in markets like, for example, in the Gauteng, where we've seen declining property prices, and where from a buying opportunity, these are almost unprecedented times if you're a buyer in the market.
I'm keen to understand, as you say, unprecedented times for buyers in the market. So clearly that's good news. But for those who have already been paying off some of their debt, what kind of relief have they seen cumulatively? And maybe use an example of a property worth, what, R1 million? Have we been able to do the numbers on that?
Yeah, so approximately on R1 million over 20 years, for each 0.25%, we've seen a drop in the interest rates. It's roughly about R180 that your repayments come down by, which doesn't seem a lot in isolation. If you take the two rate cuts we've had with the rate cut tomorrow, that starts to get into the R600 range. And then just looking at some numbers we've done around petrol prices coming down by roughly R5 a litre, as Johan mentioned, they're probably going up. But you start to look at the cumulative effect of that, and potentially the increase in disposable income in people's back pockets at the end of the month. And it starts to make a difference both to existing homeowners and takes a little bit of their stress off the repayment environment. Remember, we've been stuck in a high interest rate environment for a long time, but certainly from an affordability point of view, the bank lending environment's extremely positive in terms of rate concessions, loan to values. And then you add to that, when I talk about property values, that what we're seeing, for example, I've mentioned the Gauteng, obviously very different in areas like the Western Cape, but you're able to buy properties at the moment in parts of the country that the purchasers or current owners paid maybe 5 and sometimes extending to up to 10 years ago. So in real terms, or even in nominal terms, you're buying at prices from 5 and up to 10 years ago.
And that's interesting. And I guess as we, you know, anticipate, we're not too sure what we'll see in terms of future cuts in South Africa. But for now, we do know that the data does support this. Just on your view, Herschel, 2025 expectations in the property market, and not only purchasing activity, but which particular price bracket might see heightened levels of activity for the year ahead?
So So what we've seen over the last couple of months of last year and certainly into January is that actually we've seen a much broader based recovery throughout the residential property market. So we're seeing more first-time buyers coming out of the rental market back into the residential market off the back of lower interest rates. And then as you move up the pricing ladder, potentially it's less impacted by interest rates and more impacted by sentiment and confidence. And certainly there seems to be better sentiment and confidence. The consumer confidence index and business confidence indexes, while still low, are definitely up on where they were last year. And we're starting to see in certain parts of the country, specifically, for example, in Cape Town, we're starting to see much better investor appetite in that buy-to-let market.
Got you. Herschel, we'll definitely touch base with you to find out more about this activity going forward. But thank you so much for your time this evening. That's Herschel Jarvitz, the CEO of Jarvitz Properties this evening. And a big thank you to Johan Els, Chief Economist at Old Mutual Group. Johan, can't wait to have a conversation with you on the economic expectations for the year ahead as well. There's a lot of confidence and optimism. But yeah, we definitely will see how it unfolds. Thank you both for joining
us. Thanks so much.
Tonight.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for giving us some insight on the repo rate expectations.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.